curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Going on. I mean, it was the visor, and now we're wearing too small of a hat that says police on it. What is going on? And you're handcuffed. Have you been arrested, or are you arresting? What is going on?
Well, I only wear my police hat with my handcuffs because when I came to sit down to tape this, that's what was sitting in my chair, which led me to. Can you hear Abby barking?
Mm-mm.
Okay, she's ridiculous. She's going to be my 13th reason why this
dog.
Okay. So, sorry, back to what's on point here. It was sitting in my chair. So I thought, well, I mean, if it's sitting here, I should go ahead and put on the hat and handcuffs. But then it made me think of something I just wanted to mention. When we were in College Station dropping Brett off, we went to the Costco to buy him, you know, some stuff. And I assume that most people like go to Costco. Like when I look around, they're dropping off college kids. They're all buying like meat and, you know, a fan and whatever. And there's old Cynthia. They had Halloween costumes out. And I'm over there with JB going through all the Halloween costumes at Costco. And I said to Mike later, does everybody, when they're dropping their kid off for college, also buy the Halloween costumes for the little one? And so JB bought a police one. And I don't know, are we going to age out of this? Apparently not this year. And so the police hat and the handcuffs were sitting in my chair. So I thought, you know what? Heather deserves to see this. The people want to see me and JB's minute, tiny police hat with the handcuffs on.
I will say wearing the appropriately sized hat is more flattering. Like wearing a tiny hat. Wearing a tiny hat is not the most flattering move.
And one time I was staying, and I will not mention names on this one. One time I was on a girls' trip, and we went and stayed in our friend's house, and it was lovely. And one of my friends that was a guest there, I don't remember why, but she opened the nightstand to put something in it or whatever, and there was handcuffs in it.
Like, what?
For real. And she's like, what? So she comes out, and she tells our friend, she's like, hey, this is interesting. And my friend, the one whose house it was, died. She's like, oh my gosh, my son and daughter-in-law are the only people that sleep in that room.
No, no, not what you want to see. Or
so
do
for
you?
Reference,
I don't know.
My handcuffs are JB's and they're plastic and there's no innuendo in them.
Yeah. And they're so tiny, you might fit a 2 fingers in your
That's
skin.
Right. So, yeah. Hi, Heather.
Hi. It feels like I'm finally coming up for air after quite a season.
Right?
You know?
What's been happening? Did we
miss anything? Well, you know, the last episode, it was like all the construction. I think it's finally quieted down. Mm-hmm. We had my niece here last week. She's back in the UK. It just feels like this was my first regular week, and it's only Tuesday. But
yeah,
I'm liking the new, like, first time in my life since kids are in school, I'm not picking up. Can we just, like,
If I knew how to put in a round of applause for that, I would.
I know. I mean,
do you want to pick up JB? Mm-hmm. He's available.
I will go pick up JB for you if you need help. But I am like, this is game changer. I mean, we used to have noon pickups. Then I'd have noon and 2:40. This is amazing. 4 o'clock runs around. I'm like, well, they should be getting home soon. It's everything.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something. Carpool is probably what keeps this show going because everybody else is listening to it in carpool. So for all of you carpooling with me, I want you to know I'm with you. I feel you. I see you. All the things. And listen, I've gotten smart in that carpool. Fourth grade, a lot of the kids, like, you're allowed to just release. They can walk home. They can ride their bike. Wow. We don't, we transfer into the school we go to, so it's not close enough for that. But I've noticed some parents don't want to wait in the carpool line, so they just have their kid walk out and walk, like, you know, the next block down, and they pick them up.
Yeah.
And so JB kind of gave me the eye when he's seeing these kids, like, hey, why don't we meet down the street? And I thought, no. The only thing that saves me is that I know school's out at 3, and I can slide in at 3:12 into carpool and still not look like, you know, I've been day drinking and I've been passed out on the couch. I don't need you walking down two blocks and then you're standing there like, where's my mother? So yeah. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing, Heather. It's just, we're all getting by, but yay for you. And what do you do with all your time?
Well, and the other trick is one of them does have 6 a.m. cross country practice. So I am getting up and driving in, but there's no traffic and there's no real carpool. But it's, I mean, that makes you feel like you got an extra day. Like every day feels like 2 days. I mean, I might be asleep at 9 p.m., but this is everything. I'm loving it.
And then he rides home with the bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to a new season, a new school year. Some of you are going to DM us and be like, we don't start till September 19th. Listen, it's 300 degrees in Dallas. It is for their benefit that they're in school. There ain't nobody out hanging around enjoying the rest of their summer. No, ma'am.
I saw something that said the public schools can't have recess when it's this hot. That's so cruel to the teachers. Is that true?
It's totally true. And JB, every morning in the car, he goes, it says it's 83 degrees. We can go out for recess. I'm like, bro, it's like 7:04. Nobody's going out for recess. Those poor teachers. But you know what? And I love you, teachers. Like, I love you. But I did all summer with him. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good. He needed to come back to you. You're better. You're a professional.
We are living on the surface of the sun. That is what I've decided. And everything is dead. Like all of those pretty hydrangeas I had next to Cardi Beak, you know, I showed you that picture. They're dead. They're gone. And Cardi even took off her top, her bikini top. I looked out there.
She was so scandy.
She was so hot. She went topless.
And I would consider doing the same, but I need the support at this point in my life.
Poor thing. She's just like, get me out of here.
Cardi's not happy. Can I give you one other JB thing and then we'll move on since we're already talking about JB. He might be the name of the year this year.
Totes.
I was in Houston last week speaking at this church and it was, they're amazing. I love this church and I get to speak there, you know, every couple of years. And in the off years, they really stick it to me and they bring in bigger people like Melanie Schenkel did last year. Beth Moore does it. And then, you know, everyone's like, oh great. It's an off year. Cynthia's here, whatever. So I was there and I was speaking on friendship and love and like as believers, love is our brand. Right. And so how do we love people? Well, in fact, my pastor said this last Sunday and I was like, oh, I got to plagiarize that. He said, we cannot let the world out love us. Like the world around us love people better than we're loving people. So anyway, I need y'all to know that's the context of what I was speaking on. Yeah. So, you know, and they said, by the way, they told me they had 666 people attend. And I thought, well, isn't that the sign of the devil when Cynthia's there? But
well, you got to be careful too. You know, Bruce's cousin wrote that book, Love Wins. Didn't turn out well for him.
I'm going to start using that too.
So I'm just saying you're on a trajectory when you start talking about Christians loving. Don't watch loving out. And
next watch thing out. You know. So I'm over there doing my thing, talking out friendship and love.
Yeah.
And I get back and, you know, just reiterating in my mind, like, you know what? The friends are the difference makers. Like we need good community and I've got to help JB have better community. And so even though I'm like, you know, 75 with a 10-year-old, I'm going to invite a friend of his over. And so I love this mom. Actually, it's his grandmother raising him. She's amazing. And so I text her and said, hey, could he come over and swim tomorrow? This is like right when I'm coming back from Houston. And she's like, oh, he would love to, except just FYI, JB let him know that JB's made new friends. He's moved on. And so they're not friends anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
And you're like, finally, a mom of a kid that's older than me, a grandma. So, no.
And so she's sorry. So nice because her kid's a wild card too. And she was so cute and lovely about it. And I laughed before I went and picked him up from school. And you know what? It was funny because I picked him up and I was like, hey, I was inviting your buddy over to swim tomorrow, but it turns out I was told that you've told him you've moved on and you're not friends anymore and all this. And his eyes are huge.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, no, no. And I was like, oh, no. And so then I said, every single day on the way to school, when I pray for you, what's the first thing I always pray for? And he's like, that I'll have good friends and be a good friend. I'm like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when we go through our scripture in the car, you know, we do that Courtney DeFeo's A to Z scripture stuff every morning. We go and we're on like, I don't know. Okay, now. I'm like, what's A? A friend loves at all time, Proverbs 17:17. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know what? We don't pray these things. We don't speak these things so that we can just like, you know, act a different way. Like, let's think this through. So anyway, we had a full conversation around it. And then I was reminded of how many things I read in the Bible and scripture I memorized that I also don't participate in at any given moment. But
yeah.
Anyway, that was it. And it just is that parenting, like no good deed goes unpunished. When I was teaching that TCA, our old school Bible study, and Brett was in kindergarten and they called me and said he'd flip someone off in the cafeteria. I was like, yeah, he did while I was teaching Bible study. That's yeah, right. While I'm out here talking about friendship to the 666 in Houston, JB's over there telling his friends, you're dead to me. I found new people.
I've like, moved on. I've moved on.
Yeah. So anyway,
it
Heather,
is humbling.
I've moved
it's
on.
Humbling. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about school and school dynamics and friends, have you seen the viral Oreo gate? You haven't seen a single video?
No. What? Where have I been? Is it on the TikTok?
I don't know if it's on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram. It has become such a big deal. It's on all these major news. Basically, and the controversy, if there is a controversy, is it real? Is it a marketing scheme? Because Oreo is benefiting from this whole thing. But basically, it's a gal, and she's making it look like she's used that app to create, like Sumo is the name of the app, to create songs based on a text chat, a mom group text chat. You know how much I hate group chats. And it is about a mom being upset that her kindergarten daughter at lunch saw that another child had Oreos and wants the Oreos. Can we all agree to not send candy or Oreos or chocolate to school?
No, but we can all agree that you're running a freak show over there, sister. What are we doing? No.
So Michelle is the mom who wants everyone to stop sending Oreos.
We love you, Michelle.
And Ava is the daughter. And these could be totally made up, but other people are pointing out, they're like, what if your name is Michelle and your daughter is
Ava?
Everybody,
it's like if your name's Karen and we've been calling you Karen for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't just one video. There are 19 parts to this story. It just goes on and on and on. And at one point, Michelle's like, can you just please respect that our family, we don't have Oreos. It's personal. And everybody's like,
it's personal. It's personal.
So then there's a whole video that's the side chat of the moms talking and like trying to guess what the reason is. Maybe her dad died in an Oreo factory. Maybe somebody choked on an Oreo.
Oh,
yeah.
My heavens.
So even like the parenting experts are coming out acting like it's real and like, you know, it's okay to have your family's boundaries, but you don't put them on other people and your child will be disappointed. And it is gone cuckoo ca-choo, but it is also really funny.
And we don't know if it really happened or not.
We don't know if it really happened, but I think moms have been in enough mom group chats to know that this is not a far stretch.
No, gosh, no.
Like, this is very – one day they all sent Oreos in the lunch.
We should have started the show eating Oreos today.
And then it was like Michelle texts, someone sent double stuff. And I saw a video that said, wait till Michelle hears that there's mega stuff. She's going to lose it.
Michelle.
I know.
It's getting bad for you.
But like Oreos entered into the chat. If you go on Threads, they're like, can't wait till lunchtime today. Like they're, and I went to the grocery store yesterday, front and center. A huge Oreo display, like all the different types. I mean,
you want to buy them and send them to with your high schoolers. You're like, I don't know. I don't know where you're from, Michelle, and I don't know the age of your kid, but I'm here for it. Like, whatever it is, we're going to. I mean, did you have any outlandish requests like of your friends and stuff when your kids were little, or did anybody have any for you? Like, did you ever experience something
I'm
like that?
Sure. I am sure at some point. I mean, I was speaking at a mom's group once, and I was trying to point out how ridiculous, sometimes with the pressure we feel of like these rules that are just, they keep mm-hmm. making up new ones. Like, don't put your baby to sleep on their back. Put your baby to sleep on their stomach. Don't put them mm-hmm. on their stomach. Put them on their back. Like, it just changes. I said, kind of like that new thing where you shouldn't feed your kids the baby food in the pouches because the little screw on tops, they could choke on them. And everyone in the room starts like, I said, I just made that up. That's a total made up thing that I just made right now. And you all just felt like you did something wrong because you have those pouches in your diaper bag right now. This is ridiculous. Like, we all can feel this pressure.
Yeah.
Of like, there's a right and a wrong. But I think the whole like what you eat, I don't know. I did go to a school where it was in the rules of the school that you couldn't bring candy and that you can't share any food with other kids. Like, that was part of the rules. So Michelle should go there.
Yeah, she right really up her should. Alley. She shouldn't go. She shouldn't send her kid to JB's school because JB buys his lunch and there's like the account online. And, you know, Michael put in like $50 at a time. I think I've told y'all this before. And then like, you know, like a week later, it's gone. Now, how much is the school lunch? Like $2.20 or something?
I don't know anymore. Nothing. Yeah.
I mean, it's dirt cheap. And we figured out, because you can see what he's buying. He's buying snacks like Oreos, Pop-Tarts, they make him buy a lunch, but then he just accessorizes his lunch. And we're like, bro, you don't even eat that much. He's like, no, I just buy it for the table. I'm like, oh, well, thank goodness.
This is
thank
why he's for, got all these friends now. This
thank
new
you
friend
for your
group.
Hospitality.
He's
I know
the
that poor kid
supplier.
That he said he's moved on to. He's like, yeah, I don't even get the snacks anymore.
He's the but, party guy. He brings the snacks.
He's,
come on,
he buys
mom,
the
don't?
Snacks yeah. for everybody. But
he's being a good friend. You told him to love at all times. Love with the snacks.
A friend
he's
loves good. At all times. So. Yeah. I don't think I had any like massive with my first two like, you know, requests, like food requests or whatever. But I was extra, I think. I'm sure. Aren't we all extra with that
I
first
kid?
I know
as
that's
extra.
Her firstborn. That had to be her first.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm for sure it's her firstborn in kindergarten. For sure. For sure.
Did you, and the poor teachers that have to deal with this. We love you, teachers. Did you hear about the, one of my friends was telling me about this the other day, that some teacher, or I don't know, it's viral or something, but y'all know, I don't know, but talked about how she has a fart corner in her room.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see that?
And the
and
first
my
thought,
friends are like, genius.
Well, but I thought, that's just going to get everybody up there to act like they're farting to get attention. Like, you just basically made it, now it's a show. I'm curious if it works. Like, I feel like knowing elementary kids and young kids, they want attention and they want to be funny. And so they're going to go in the corner and just pretend, and they're going to spray the little spray. And you're constantly going to have kids up and in that corner.
Well, yeah, I don't know how it plays out in real life, but my teacher friends are like, oh, you bring them in after lunch, especially right now in Texas, they can't even go to recess and relieve themselves out there. Yeah. And she's like, then you don't have to walk through it. You just put it all in the corner. And then I thought, does Heather need a fart corner? I mean, she lives with a lot of boys. I bet you need a fart corner.
I needed a fart corner for me when I was just on a tour the Lockheed Martin fighter jet factory.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It Did was someone drop something and you walked
oh,
through?
Oh, my gosh, Cynthia. I've never been more uncomfortable and unhappy in my life. And here's the deal. My sweet sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they work there. They worked there for over 20 years, and they got a special access. I mean, it took days to get access to this fighter jet factory.
Wow. Yeah.
Also, we cannot be unescorted. We have to be escorted everywhere. If we're going to the bathroom, we have to be escorted. If we're anywhere we go, we can't just be left behind. Here's the deal. We ate McDonald's on the way there. Do you know what doesn't agree with a body that's on the shot? McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. No, you needed a fart corner.
I think I might have ruined a couple fighter jets with the gas that I just
no,
released
ma'am. No,
into
ma'am.
The air. I'm telling you, it was
sorry,
terrible.
I brought my police hat back out. I've just now become the
terrible.
Fart police.
It was really? Terrible. And I'm about to make a mess in my pants if we do not get to a bathroom. And it is a mile long factory. I'm not joking, from end to end. And they have just fighter jets in two rows lined up, and their assembly line adding to them. So they start off with just like the middle and two wings, and it's like, just keep adding until you have a full fighter jet, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have watched this whole assembly. We have walked all the way to the end, and I'm like, if I don't get to a bathroom,
They're like, there seems to have been a crisis in the fighter jet. Wait, what's that smell? No, there wasn't a missile dropped. That was, there's something dropped. I don't know what that was.
Some word like pod or fod, or it's like, you don't want to drop any trash because it could then get into the fighter jet. And I'm like, I don't know.
You dropped some trash.
Yeah, I dropped something. I'll tell you what. Anyway, finally, we get to the hallway that's close to the bathroom, and I take off, like, because we have to be out of there by a certain time, like, as a group, it's all timed. And so I run into that bathroom. I drop my fighter jet load. And I'm telling you, I've never felt better, but
What's happening?
I don't even know. I'm just telling you, I could have used a corner. I could have used a safe escorted corner. It was terrible.
There's somebody right now that's like, we had the most amazing experience. We got to go look at fighter jets, and we went to Lockheed. And it's so hard to get in. It took weeks to get clearance. And it was the most incredible experience. But there's just this horrible smell there. Horrible. And I don't know what it is. But like, I think our country's at risk because literally, maybe we're not dropping bombs. We're just dropping that bomb. Yeah. I mean, somebody right now is talking about it. And meanwhile, it's just cute little tiny Heather McFadden and her McDonald's terrible. That didn't agree.
It's terrible. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I felt bad, but I could have used that corner.
This is the last, and then we're going to move on from potty talk, everyone, I promise. Last thing, when I was speaking in Fort Worth a couple weeks ago, I don't think I told y'all this, but who knows, because I've taped so many podcasts. But they had someone that, you know, when you speak sometimes, they have someone that kind of manages you, that stays mm-hmm. with you the whole time, make sure you get to the right spots and get mic'd up and all that. So this person that was managing me, I said, I need to run to the restroom. And so she was like, great, no problem. So she walked me to the restroom. Now, my full assumption was she was going to go back and mind her business and do her thing. So I go to the restroom quickly, not like a Heather situation. And then I decide, well, it doesn't start for like 30 minutes. I'm going to return a few texts. I'm going to look at Instagram. So I'm sitting by the sink area. Like, I'm not in the pot, but I stay in there like 20 minutes.
Oh,
and
no.
I walk out and she's standing at the door. She had been waiting the whole time. Oh, you know, they were asking if there's anybody else that could speak that night. Our speaker clearly has a problem. There's something going on. I walk out, I go, oh, I'm horrified. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were waiting out here for me.
At least she did say something. Yeah.
It's fine. I was like, I was on my phone. Like, no, never mind. It just is what it is. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, can we talk about Dolly?
I literally, the morning after, sat on my phone. And I know I'm in a grief state. I had a kid go to college. But I watched video after video of her, and I just cried.
Mm-hmm.
I know I cry a lot. It's fine. But she really was a unique person.
I mean, so unique. And I was with our friend Stephanie driving to Houston. We found out this. So then Stephanie made me listen to that Code of Many Colors song. I'd never heard it. And I was like, well, if that isn't the sweetest thing. And then I was so disappointed that Cardi B didn't have a Dolly outfit. And
Cardi then Beak.
Cardi B didn't have mm-hmm. one. And I text you and you were like, no. And I'm like, well, stuff her. I was thinking stuff her bikini.
Dude, she's topless right now. It's not going to work. She's too hot to be dressed like Dolly with all those sequins. No, my sister sent me my sister that bought me the goose sent me that video of the goose dressed up like Dolly Parton. And it's fantastic. I mean, people really get into these geese, but it was so sad.
Well, it is. And just the way that she lived her life. And can we have a moment of silence for the fact that Lionel Richie is in ICU as we're taping? It'll be over by the time it comes out. I think he's fine. But
you think
no,
so?
I don't know. But you can't have him. No, ma'am. No, sir. Nobody can have him yet.
Yeah.
We're barely whole list. Getting through. And listen, did I have to go listen to Say You, Say Me for Lionel? Isn't that him? Say you, say me. Say it together.
Naturally.
What weird lyrics, right? I mean, what is that? But I'm like, well, if he's going to die, I will not be on the backside and be like, oh, I didn't listen to his music the last. That didn't sound good.
That's
I didn't
sorry. Listen. Got my head tilted. Backside. Why are you on the backside?
Why are you on Lionel Richie's backside?
What are you pulling up? Is that your Bible?
Yes. Why am I on Lionel Richie's backside?
After that sentence, you're pulling out your Bible? Are you feeling confessional time? What's going
on? Nobody needs that. Well, no. What I was going to say about her is Okay, so as I was watching the Dolly thing, and y'all probably heard me talk about this in other places before, but I'm always taken when someone passes away by the response and who's there. Like, who's showing up? Who's commenting? And here you have everything from the, whatever that royal guard is in England, you know, the red coat guys. Is that, that's really not what they're called. They played like the 9 to 5. Coat. What are the guys
the
in front of
are like, coming. The red coats are coming. The red coats are coming. What is this,
in
the
Buckingham
Revolutionary
Palace,
War?
They're playing like, the guard, on their trumpets, yeah. 9 to 5, what yeah. a way to make. And you have every like R&B type artist. You have the, I mean, just
yeah,
the rich, the poor, the marginalized, the everything. And I always think you just learn so much about a person when they pass away by who's at the funeral, who's lamenting it. And when she'd passed away, I'd been reading through James, and I was thinking about this. So, you know, I'm going to read it to y'all real quick. James 2, my brothers as believers, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes in wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, hey, here's a good seat. It does not say, hey, by the way. I don't know why I just added that word. Here's a good seat for you. But yeah. You say to the poor man, you stand there or you sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated amongst yourselves and become judged with evil thoughts? God has not chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him. And this whole concept of favoritism just stuck with me because you could tell how she treated people. Like, she really didn't show favoritism. She loved people well,
yeah.
whoever encountered her path. And it showed up in the tributes, the stories, story after story yeah. of people that that Dolly just kind of stepped in and subtly saved them in a hard situation or loved them or took a picture with them. And yeah. You and I interview a whole ton of people. And we've said this before, like, you know, or have interactions sometimes with Christian famous types, and not all are created equal in how they treat, right? Like, and I don't mean that yeah. to be like Debbie Downer rude and negative.
No,
but
no, but you get to know right? a person, and there's enough people that were around her that some person would have a bad impression. I even think I saw a video where some Hilton guy, Paris Hilton, I don't know who that is.
Perez.
Okay. He was trying to get her to dog Britney Spears or something, and she wouldn't fall for it. She was like, she does not speak ill of others, you know? Mm-hmm. Even yeah. The whole Whitney Houston thing, how she covered Dolly's song, I Will Always Love You. And she was like, hey, I don't care if people give her credit for it as long as I get the cash. Like,
right. I mean, she was shrewd in terms of business.
She's so smart. Like, up to passing away, she was opening a gas station. She had a musical. She had a museum. She had plans. I mean, she was not sitting around, but it is interesting that her love of her life passed away just last year.
Like, I know my friend was saying she died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't think that was it. I see what you're saying metaphorically. Oh, okay. I think her heart was
okay. It was something she couldn't do plastic surgery on. That's for sure.
For darn sure. And yeah. Somebody, one of y'all DM'd and I died laughing. I think I posted it. It was like, oh, great. They didn't put Dolly's cause of death exactly. We'll never see Cynthia again. I was like, truer words. I mean, for sure.
I had a blonde moment where I was seeing everybody say like, oh, we have Star Wars Day is May 4th, you know,
yes.
May the 4th be May with 4th, you. They're like, it should be 9/25, 9 to 5 should be her Dolly mm-hmm. Parton Day. And I was like, oh my gosh. She died on 9/25. That's so crazy. And then it hit me. No, we haven't even hit 9/25 yet. This is
that
still
hadn't
8.
Happened
anyway,
yet.
Whatever. I just had a moment. Okay, y'all.
It's
I was about
fine.
To text my whole family, like, oh my gosh, can you believe? Anyway,
she died on 9. Oh yeah. Heather. Well, anyway, Lionel Richie needs to turn the corner. We're not going to have that. You know, the trifecta kicks in, and then all of a sudden, everyone starts.
Well, I think we hit it, didn't we, with Tim Curry?
Yeah, but I never heard it. No offense, a couple of them. That
you hadn't heard of Tim Curry? Did you watch Annie as a kid?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who
he's
was
fantastic.
He? And Annie?
He's the brother of Miss Hannigan, who's like trying to make
Rooster.
Money. Rooster, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know.
And then he was also in Home Alone 2. Were there in New York? He's one of the people that works.
Oh,
in the
I
hotel.
Guess I did know him because you know I've seen that 1,000.
Yeah.
Trillion
anyway,
times.
He's known for lots of things, but he is fantastic. And then Hayden, who was in Heroes, she's the cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
She died.
Panettiere.
Yeah, she died of a heart thing, and her brother had died of an enlarged heart too. So there was some heart issue in their family, and her parents have lost two kids really young.
That's horrible.
So I feel like that's a trifecta. But
I feel like we got to go back to our bathroom talk. We've really
we're getting a downer. This is Debbie Downer. Do I see that you have a Dorothy update?
I do have a Dorothy
breaking
update.
News. Ding 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 ding.
Dorothy. Dorothy's doing really good, but apparently Dorothy has a friend who listens to Sidetrack
that
went by and took food to her. Now, you guys recall that Dorothy doesn't listen. She couldn't remember the name of the podcast when we had her on it. And so Dorothy, she listens to Mesmerized, but not this one. So Dorothy texts me the other day and she goes, well, you're a horrible person. And what? I was like, maybe. And Dorothy's feisty like me, by the way. I'm like, maybe. I mean, no one's really arguing, but for what this time? And she goes, the violin player was amazing. Remember the violin guy from the hospital that I was like,
I did read a proverb yesterday that I was like, I think that the violin was going against the proverb. It was basically like, if you're sick, don't play music for people, basically.
Oh, maybe that's what happened. Maybe he was being cursed. Dorothy listened to it. She's like, he was amazing. And I thought to myself, thank goodness Dorothy's on a Super Tracker, because in Super Trackers, I ended it by playing the video of him playing, I don't know,
Ave Maria. Mm-hmm.
Ave Maria, probably. But anyway, so Dorothy's doing good, and she's feisty enough to tell me that I'm a horrible person because, so if you're listening, Mom, he was lovely. I appreciate his giftedness. The end.
Well, speaking of grandparents. Yeah.
Tell me.
We were at a dinner party the other night, and we were like, everyone was having one-off conversations with each other, you know? But then someone was like, I kind of want to just hear from everybody. Like, my ADHD, okay. I want to hear from everybody. So we were like, well, what do we want to share? So like,
to be ADHD, by the way? That was offensive.
But no, she just said that for herself. Like, she's saying, okay. I want to hear from everybody. So if one person talks at a time, that's easier for me. Anyway, and yeah. I kind of like it. It makes like a group dynamic. Too.
Because if you get sat by, if you're seated by the Lamo, yeah, then the whole night, then you're over there hearing about their fighter jet farts.
I know. And you're she like, was sitting next to my husband. I said, so you're tired of talking to Bruce. Is that
okay,
no.
Go on.
So she was like, let's share what your grandparents' actual names were. You know, because I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. And then we started adding. Now tell us what you called them. And then what do you want to be called? So it just kept growing into a longer thing. So I had to go leave to pick up Knox from something. And as we're driving home, I'm like, well, catch me up. What did I miss? Was there anything funny? And he goes, well, one of them shared that they're a grandparent, that they want to be called Tito. I'm laughing because Bruce is here and he knows I'm going to tell him.
Hi, Bruce.
Tito and Tia. And he goes, you know, like a female aunt, like in Spanish. And I'm like, I thought all aunts were female. He goes, no, like Tio is a male aunt.
Oh, you're thinking literally like aunt and uncle, and they're talking about an insect.
I'm thinking aunt and uncle, and Tia is the feminine for an aunt. When you have an aunt, you say she's a Tia. When you have an uncle, you say Tio. But he was double downing on it's a female aunt, and then Tio is a male aunt. And you mean an uncle? And then we just lost it. A male aunt is not a thing. But
a male aunt, no, anyway. A male aunt. No, yeah, no, it's called an uncle. Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was, I wrote it in my note. He's like, oh, no, now you're going to, the next light, you're going to write that in your Sidetrack notes. And I'm like, yep.
I surely am.
In my notes.
Well, let me tell you. And what were your grandparents' names, by the way?
We keep throwing around the idea that I will be Lolly and he will be Pop. But I was just thinking, driving yesterday, that I might want to be called Sweetie.
No, I'm just going to tell you that. No, I don't. Last thing I need is some seventh grader in a couple decades being like, my sweetie's picking me up, and it's then perfect. Heather pulls up. No,
I love it. I love it. My friend, she's going to be Queenie. So I was like, I want to be Sweetie.
No, you're not.
Yeah. What is yours?
Well, I don't have one, but I was saying, I wanted to know what your grandparents' real names were. I kind of got off track because I want y'all to know one of my grandparents' names. But tell me your grandparents' real names.
My mom's parents were Frank and Julia. Mm-hmm. And my dad's dad was Cecil. And his mom was Dorothy.
Dorothy. Yes, it was. We named, when we were trying to name Kate, I really wanted a family name. And I was looking at all the grandparents who are just my grandparents who are adorable. But, and so Mike's, start with mom. Mom is Betty, Betty Lou. And Marvin's the dad. I'm like, that's lovely. No, on no across the board. And then I have Dorothy Helen, my mom, and Thomas Ainsley. And that was before Ainsley was a kind of popular name. Like my dad just hated that always. And, but
yeah.
so
it's a little
that
was no good. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I asked my mom, I'm like, what, remind me your, because I didn't know my grandparents as well. And so my dad's parents were Bobby and, Thomas, but my mom's dad's name, are you ready? Is Eurastus. No. I'm like, no, Eurastus. No, I
how
no
do
ma'am.
Spell that.
Eurastus. I think it's an E-U-R something after that. I don't know.
You say Eurastus. It stronger so that I know how to spell it. Eurastus.
It's Eurastus. I said, you will get stuck in a locker in first grade if your name is Eurastus. No, ma'am.
This is terrible. How old was he? Like, what year was he born?
I don't know. A long time ago.
Like the 40s? Like the 30s?
Is your well, my mom was born in 33, and it was her dad.
So the teens, probably.
Yeah.
Wow. That I never even heard this name before, Eurastus. Well, in Texas?
I was New Mexico. Yeah. Okay. I was talking to your bestie, not really, but I was interviewing Candace Cameron Bure the other day. You know, she's got two babies on the way, and hers—
No, I don't know that the second has been announced, has it?
She announced it. She said it on the podcast, so I guess I don't know. Oh, yeah. It hasn't come out yet, so everybody stand down. I'm about to release it in a few weeks. But anyway, hers is Candy Graham. And I thought, well—
Oh, she's known that for a long time.
She's as cute as can be. She can be a Candy Graham. You can't be a sweetie.
I'm a sweetie.
I need love to be it. Like, you need, we're calling you Stinky.
No.
Or well, something.
That might be true. That might be true. Should we get sidetracked and save our special segments for Super Trackers? Because we're running out of time.
Well, sure. I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about. There's a couple things that I kind of like right now. This isn't what, and I, maybe my new segment is, can we admit to liking these things like PC wise? Like there's three to four things I'm kind of into right now, but I'm not sure I'm allowed to be into them.
Yeah.
And so we can talk out in Super Trackers, but I'm going to give you like one little hint. Okay. One of them is aerosol hairspray. Am I allowed to like that or no? Is that a no? Like, don't talk it out, hide it in your bag.
I have a story with that.
Okay. We'll talk about those. And then you have something. I have
a repeat segment. We've done this segment before, but the popular teen and college slang, I have a couple and I have some some opinions on. And then I found an article that was basically saying these emojis have a double meaning. And I was like, oh, shoot. One of those I use all the time. I didn't know it had this other meaning. It's not the peach. But I was like, I need.
What's the peach mean?
A butt.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like we need to have a list of like, and this is what the article is. So anyway,
do we need a sidetrack band words / emojis that we put up on we pin I guess. On our social?
Educate everyone. We didn't know. Okay, what are you sidetracked by?
Okay. My good friend Noelle, shout out Noelle, she gave me the Frost Buddy. Remember, everybody, it was one of my things that I showed you before. I'm showing Heather right now. But you put your McDonald's drink in it, and it keeps it cold all day.
And it looks cute. It looks like a Stanley.
It looks like a Stanley, but it has a lid. It's basically a cover for your drink. One of my children, I won't mention said name, said it's a drink condom. And I said, no, sir, we're not going to call it that. No. Well, okay, so it's Frost Buddy. Well, they came out with a new line. I implore you to click on it right now, Heather.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking at it. It's coming.
New
it's
Frost scrolling.
Buddies. What's the and point they have of that? What's Coke the point Zero of that?
And it's Diet like, Coke Frost Buddy.
It just says the name of the – you're trying to hide what you're drinking. Why would you advertise?
Well, that should be on my list of things. Are we allowed to say we like them? Guys, I am like, what's a girl to do? I have a Frost Buddy. I keep it in my car. I loved it so much. Then she bought Brett one. He loves his. Then my friend Christy bought, everyone has one. Brandy has one. We all have them. But they came out with a new line that's Diet Coke and Coke Zero. And they're not real cheap, friends. They're like $45. Do we start a GoFundMe? I don't know to get me one. But I just need you to know.
This could be a good Christmas gift for you.
And somebody's birthday's coming. I mean, really not till the end of October, but okay. Ooh. So that's my first one. The Frost Buddy new line with Diet Coke stuff.
Purchase for birthday. Okay. Got it in my to-dos.
Oh, good.
I am going to say that in my last newly order, because right before we recorded, I took it back, my order, so I get to get some new stuff soon. But I don't often buy anything from my order because I kind of make a deal with myself. Like, I'm paying to rent them and I'm not going to buy anything. Well, I did buy one of the dresses because it was so cute. I had
one to look. An anthro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The trick is it's pretty sold out unless you're an extra small or
as a 2X I am.
Or a 2X.
That could go either way right now.
Uh-huh, and it was hanging in my closet for a while after the order came because I wasn't sure. Like, it seemed like it had a lot of fabric, but then I wore it and I'm telling you, the amount of compliments from friends, strangers, I went to the grocery store and people were commenting on it. Like, I don't know. It's real cute. It's chocolate brown that's very popular right now. I don't know.
You know what I don't like is the color they call it.
What do they call it?
They call it fudge.
No.
No, what? Thank you, fudge.
No. But I will tell you, if you're a little bit bloated, it'll cover that. It's a concealer of that.
It's a pretty dress, and it's got, it's real cute. Okay. So anyway, chocolate brown. So the good thing is it. Heather has it. Yeah. None of y'all can have it.
Well,
now, it's $188, but I bet you got a better price from Nuuly because it was used. What'd you pay?
Well, that's why I bought it, because I was like, I think it was $139, and then I had a coupon for my birthday or something, and I was like, well, I can't get it this cheap even if they had it, and it came new with tags, so I'm the only one who's worn it. But if you want it, I'm sure it's going to be on one of those resale shops. What are those called? Like, you know what I'm talking about, where people resell their clothes?
I really don't, but
okay. Well, it'll come.
Okay. Anyway, okay. Well, it's real cute. And by the way, it comes with little holes all in it. Like, that's the design. It wasn't Heather from the Lockheed. Okay. Look at your text. This is my second thing. I'm going as old lady as you can now.
It's real cute.
The wreath sashes. Do you know what I'm talking about, everybody? So like, if you have just a really cute wreath on, like, I have what are those called? What kind of wreath do I have on my front that's just a green?
Boxwood.
Thank you. I have a boxwood wreath and mine has like summer ribbons from when I, you know, that guy that I like from Memphis, but I'm ready for, and so I was looking up these wreath sashes and I'm going to tell you something. They are so cute. I don't know how we're going to link something, but they're cute. They're like little fall ones with gingham and then they have like a pumpkin embroidered and then like you'd put a Y on it or M for McFadden or Yanoff or whatever. And then they have the cutest Christmas ones and they're not like, in my opinion, I mean, if you're in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you're like, no, ma'am. But the rest of us in the South, they're not cheesy. They're really cute and they look expensive. And so I am into these. So I texted a couple of my friends that are entrepreneurial. I'm like, who's making these? Like, get on this.
Yeah,
these are
really cute. I could make this.
You could make Mahjong ones. You could make sorority ones for all those cute girls have those sorority, like they have the little wreaths on the front doors. I'm like, okay, this is our next business. Let's get them going. Now, the problem is I can't sew. Yeah. I don't have an embroidery machine and I can't, I have no talent in this area, but where am I embroidering?
You have the idea.
I have the idea. If you're an embroidery chick, I would like you to make some sashes. I'll send you pictures.
I mean, they do those sashes for the flowers, the nosegays.
Oh, yeah, where they say like homecoming date or whatever, or where they have like, 2026.
I wonder if you could just order one and get one initial and like a cute pumpkin or something. Anyway. I don't
know. They're cute though. Okay.
They're on Amazon too, not just Etsy.
Okay. And I might have seen, mine were Etsy, not Pinterest. Okay, next.
So remember when I did that spiritual retreat a couple times?
We'll never forget.
Three times. What?
Mm-hmm. We'll never forget.
And
I have a sash on my door right now reminding me of your spiritual retreats.
I can't go this year, which is super sad.
Christ.
But during one of my spiritual direction sessions, the gal had recommended I read this book and I bought it. And this was like a year and a half ago. And I'm finally reading it. And oh my gosh, it is so good. I'm having him on the podcast in January because he's kind of busy.
What's it
it's called? The Expectation Gap. The tiny, vast space between our beliefs and our experience of God. And it is like, it's not very thick. I mean, you can see it's not a very big book, but everything, I mean, I have underlined and starred. It is so fantastic. And one whole section, like if you are having some anxiety related to your kids going back to school or college or whatever, there's a whole section on, and he basically says something that I've kind of said when I read scripture is, what is God's part and what is my part? And really just like recognizing your limitedness and leaning on God and trusting God and his vastness to do what he's going to do, that he's the people changer anyway. Mm. It's so good. And I am going to highly, I've recommended it to so many people lately that I was like, I should tell our sidetrackers. So,
oh,
and
for
I was,
sure.
I even thought like, should I lead a Bible study through this? Like a group of women. It's not a Bible study. I shouldn't say the word Bible. A study through this with a group of women. And I don't know. I'm kind of motivated. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I won't be invited, but it sounds.
You're not invited.
Sounds amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay,
then,
I'm sidetracked by that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my third one that I was sidetracked by, I'm going to save for Super Trackers because we just talked about a book, but it's Eight Great Smarts. I'm going to talk to you in Super Trackers. It is amazing to rethink your kiddos, especially if you have kids that struggle academically. As we all know, I have 1.5 that do. And it is really, it's an older book, but it's that Kathy Cook that I called Kathy, that I said was dead and called her Kathy Cock. Well, y'all say I said crotch. I think I just said cotch, but it's Cook. Anyway, that I'm going to talk about that in Super Trackers for you. But so instead, the other thing I am, since we're just talking about Candace, this will be my third thing. You know, Candace is on a live tour, and on the 18th, she's going to be in Dallas. And so we have VIP tickets. I don't think Heather can go, which
I don't
is
know
sad,
yet. I might be able to go.
But if not, I'm going to be there. So I'm not here to pump Candace's tour necessarily.
I think we put a link in our last sidetrack to it.
Okay. So the 18th of September, I'll be there. And she's so cute and darling. And so
it says Dallas, but it's really like south of Arlington.
Well,
yeah.
But. I did ask Candace if there is a reason she hadn't asked me to be an extra. I've been talking to her for years about being an extra in her Christmas movies. And she said if she ever does one in this country that I'm the first person she's going to call.
To be an elf? Or what's your role?
Excuse me. Candace doesn't have elves. I'm going to be like, you know, when you go back to the small town and the boyfriend, your old boyfriend, and you're going through the divorce, I'm going to be the boyfriend's weird aunt. Or Tia,
I thought you were
going to
say divorce lawyer. You're going to be the divorce you're going to be the Tia or the female aunt. Yeah.
Or the female aunt. Okay. Mm-hmm. The female aunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your last one.
So I don't know if you all have paid attention, but we had had a sponsor that helped with meal planning. We don't anymore. And so I have been.
Did you offend our sponsor?
No, I'm not offending. I'm just saying I needed a new way to meal plan. And so I was like, why am I not using chat? Chat does everything. Mm-hmm. So I started saying, please, and especially since we're just a family of four, like that's a little less complex to meal plan. I said, give me four meals for a family of four. And I gave like all these, you know, we don't want too spicy, this. We don't like fish, whatever. And then I said, and I really like recipes from these sites. And oh my stars, it's been amazing. I've done it for 3 or 4 weeks now. It's great. And then I take the ingredient lists, I copy and I paste them into chat and I say, give me a grocery list by department. And I print that off and I'm ready to go. And it is like my own little version. And so I am including in our show notes my grocery list for this week and it has links to the different recipes. So there you go.
That's amazing.
My little freebie for y'all, a little meal plan if you're wanting to just take a back seat on that and just, but still have dinners. I think family dinners when back to school happens is important. To kind of like process all the stresses and everything, but it can be overwhelming to do that. So,
well, that is amazing. Way to use chat in a way that's helpful. this was another thing I was going to mention, Super Trackers. You know, I put up that thing about the ChatGPT warning. Yes, I did. That you put in warn someone about to meet me.
Yes, I thought you meant a warning about ChatGPT.
Oh, no, sorry. And it's like, what? Yeah. Yes. And so,
what's the prompt?
I'll read yours. You sent it to me.
The prompt is...
The prompt is in my social.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. And then all... So it's so funny because a lot of people commented on my social, but then a bunch of my friends have told me they did it with their friends, like when they were at lunch or whatever. The prompt is, describe me like you're trying to warn someone before they met me. So let's talk... That's how I'm using chat, by the way. You're over here meal planning and I'm like, hey, what's that? And so we can talk about that in Super Trackers.
Well, and I sent mine to you and you just said, do you agree with that? So did you have an actual response that you didn't tell me?
No, but I'm scared because I didn't want you to pull out the feelings pillow if you thought chat was being mean to you. And I'm like, that's dead on. And you're like, oh, thanks a lot.
No, so. I mean, it was dead on and it made me sound like a total bleep, like bad word person. I mean, but Bruce was like, I like that you're that way. I like that you have limits. So anyway,
Well, we can talk about
that. We can talk about that in Super Trackers. Also, I mentioned that we haven't had a sponsor. If you want to sponsor the show, I mean,
we would love you.
We have a very narrow, like, demographic that would love to hear from you. These women who are very loyal and who are in the age group, what would you say, 35 to 55?
Probably. Yeah.
Besides Dorothy and my mom.
And Dorothy.
And they're, you know, really great. And so they would love to support you. Reach out to us, thesidetrackshow@gmail.com, and we would love to hook you up. We can send you a media kit that gives more details about being a sponsor. So do that.
Yes. So we'd love for you to sponsor the show and help us keep giving you incredible content, or at a minimum, just content. And one other thing, we have a big announcement. We're getting ready to do Fall Palooza, or is it Fallapalooza? How do you say it?
I like Fallapalooza. I like Fall Palooza. I think fall and anything sounds better than 102 degrees in my mind. So I like talking about it.
So we're going to do a totally different show, that an add-on for Super Trackers, and we are going to be talking about all things fall. We're going to talk about fall books, fall drinks, fall decor, fall hosting ideas. We're going to go through all things fall. So just if you're interested in that, that's coming your way fairly soon. And it will be a live where if you are a Super Tracker, you can like be on it with us live, or you can go back and watch it later. Like, we're all going to talk about it, chat about it, all the things. So we'd love for you to join us there.
More details to follow, but if you're not a Super Tracker, go to Sidetracked, past tense, sidetracked.supercast.com, sign up. You get two bonus episodes, and then you get access to this live happening late September, early October. We'll give you a date soon when we know.
All right. All right. Bye, friends.
Bye.